This is the Tux FM Drive Show.
As DJ Slick teaming up with Shekinah on your afternoon drive. This one is called Honored. Before that, Santi, Shane Eagle, Amare with Rapid Fire, and a bit of Calvin Harris and the Disciples coming through with How Deep Is Your Love. That, of course, brings us to 8 minutes past three. Good afternoon and happy Monday. I'm not sure how your Monday has been so far, but trust me, between you and I, we're going to make sure that it ends off on a high. My name is Ntabeleng, better known as Matt L on the decks, driving you home all the way through to six. So feel free to chat to me throughout the show. The WhatsApp line is 061-720-1072. And also, check out our awesome website, tuxfm.co.za, to stream us live. So today, we kickstart the show with Mzansi Mondays, because we know a lot of things always happen over the weekend. Some of them good, some of them not so good. But what's Mzansi without a little bit of drama, right? So I'm going to catch you up on all of that. And then, of course, today is also Singles Day. Now, I'm in a great relationship, but I'm not going to lie. There's maybe one or two things that I do miss about being single, a little confession. So we're going to chat about all of that and more. But first, let me make sure you're not stuck in traffic.
We are Tux FM 107.2.
Yeah.
So before we let you go to go and perform at the balcony session, I just want to play a little game with you, right?
Yeah.
It's called Tap, Marry, Kill. So it's simple. You have to tell me who you would tap, who you would marry, and who you would kill.
Damn, these games are difficult, man. It's a hot seat.
All right, so I'm going to give you three names, and you just have to tell me who you would tap, marry, or kill.
Yeah.
The first name is Rouge, next is Bonang, and then third is Nadia Nakai. So who would you tap, who would you marry, and who would you kill?
Who's on the list?
Rouge, Bonang, Nadia Nakai.
I'd have to marry one.
Okay, yes.
Tap, Nadia.
Okay.
Rouge.
Someone must die. Oh, my goodness.
And
you Bonang. Marry Bonang.
Yeah, with a lot of heartache, I think. I'll suffer from a lot of that, but it looks worth it.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio, Betty Afro.
It's been a pleasure, guys. It's been a pleasure.
I have focus. I have drive. I have Tux FM.
So now you get to choose between living with your ex, living with your crush, and living with your best friend's crush. So it's living with your ex, living with your crush, and living with your best friend's crush.
Living with your crush.
You would choose to live with your crush.
Yeah.
What if now all your, you know, dirty habits and laundry's out there, and then he decides, actually.
I think it's easier to, like, overcome a crush maybe getting over you than, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like living with an ex, with a crush is a lot easier because there's more to explore with each other.
Bokang, is there something you're trying to tell us?
There's more to explore.
The ex doesn't want to explore with you then.
This is The Drive Show on Tux FM 107.2.
We are joined by none other than Rico Love. So if you hear a little shakiness in your good sister's voice, just know, in the presence of greatness, I'm trying to handle, okay? But I'll get through it. How you doing?
I'm so good. You're really good at this.
You honestly are one of the greats.
Like, oh, thank you.
So, you know, as the stalker that I am, and it's okay. Like, you know, no harm. I did a little bit of research, you know, been following you for a while, and now your first, like, ever really big song that you wrote was Throwback for Usher,
yes,
right?
Yes,
that was on the 2004 album Confessions. And it's like, after that, here you are. Things just took off. And I want to ask, off that, do you believe in the term of an overnight success? Do you think that's actually real? Because a lot of people have come forth and said, you know, takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Do you think that's true?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no such thing as an overnight success. Anybody can, you know, shoot a half-court shot blindfold and make it, you know? That's just luck. But if you become a success, that means you put in time, you put in work, and you study your craft, and you really dedicated and obsessed over winning and obsessed over your craft to the point where you didn't mind losing for a long amount of time or what people would perceive as losing. So, is there such thing as overnight success? No. There's such thing as, you know, overnight stardom.
Ooh.
You know? But you could become famous for the wrong things.
That's
so
true.
So, but as far as being a success, somebody being able to admire what you do and admire and study and understand your greatness, Nah, that takes time.
We are Tux FM 107.2.
My luck. Now, speaking of being down on my luck, definitely, definitely the event that I was at this past Sunday, where literally there weren't enough seats and there wasn't enough food for guests because people did not RSVP. I like this WhatsApp voice note that I've received, and this is what she has to say.
Hi there. Firstly, I think people should definitely RSVP for an event, and I think there's just this culture of it's fine, I'll just rock up.
Already being a host for anything is tough. Like, you always want to make sure people are happy, people are comfortable. Now imagine you're scurrying around for chairs, not enough plates because catering obviously didn't bring out enough plates for everyone. I was just like, yo, this is too lit. But keep the conversation going on the WhatsApp line at 061-720-1072. What would you have done if you were her? You know, people don't RSVP. Are you just going to say, listen, goodbye?
Tux FM 107.2.